This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour on the DJV Doug Steffen Experience and our countdown hour for the week. This is where we look at some of the big stories of the week, all of the big stories of the week, and count them down from number 10 to number 1. And look at what's going on in your world. Joining us today, I am in Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who is at the Talkers Convention with Michael Harrison. So they are no doubt talking about all the top stories of the week. And along with me is Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. And topping off our list this week, ladies, is, as usual, sports. Jumping in at number 10. Let's go through the list. What do you say?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool. Number 10, we've got MLB, NBA, and NHL action. At number 9, a little bit more sports with Tiger Woods with his DUI, quote-unquote DUI. At number 8, the Texas Sanctuary Cities protest.
That one got wild.
Yeah. Number 7, the White House Communications Director resigns. At number 6, North Korea missile program with Kim Jong Ding Dong. At number 5, the deadly Kabul bombing. At number 4, Kathy Griffin and her little beheading flap. I don't know how you call that a flap. Number 3, Trump-European relationships. At number 2, the Paris climate deal. And at number 1, the Trump-Kushner-Russia investigation. People on the list this week started at number 10 with sports, LeBron James. At number 9, Tiger Woods. At number 8, Mike Dubke, Sean Spicer. At number 7, Kathy Griffin. At number 6, Paul Ryan. At number 5, Angela Merkel. At number 4, Hillary Clinton. Number 3, James Comey. Number 2, Jared Kushner. And, of course, number 1, Donald Trump.
Does he, as a countdown extra, how long has Donald Trump held that top position?
Usually, what's interesting, because I was going to say, usually the president holds the number 1 position unless something crazy happens. But the interesting thing about Trump is during the Obama administration, Trump held the number 1 position on the countdown.
During the campaign, I bet.
During most of the campaign. Like Obama came in at number 2, 3. Trump was there at number 1 a lot of the time. So he definitely sucks the air out of the room. All right, so let's start with our list here. At number 10, we've got MLB, NBA, and NHL action. So obviously the hockey playoffs and the NBA playoffs well in swing. One of the big stories from there is LeBron James' house in Los Angeles. Was a noose was left outside of his house or painted?
There was a word, a derogatory word that was painted on his fence or wall, whatever he might have. And so Los Angeles police are looking into it as a hate crime. He wasn't home at the time. He was up in Sacramento playing the Golden State Warriors. And now, of course, they're going to investigate. He's been really outspoken about race relations. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Obviously, this kind of thing, you don't expect, if you do hear a story about this, to hear that it's happening in Los Angeles. But
yeah,
I don't know. I have to say, just to lighten it up a bit.
Why not?
Did you guys hear my favorite sports story of the week? I think maybe Victoria, you might have, but the catfish story with the Pittsburgh Penguins?
No.
Yes.
Rich, strap in for this one. Okay. So there's a guy who is I believe he was a Nashville fan. And didn't like those Pittsburgh Penguins too much. And, of course, those two teams are squaring off in the Stanley Cup. And he thought it would be a good idea. I think he reckoned it would be a good idea. And his wife approved, by the way. He went to the store. He bought, like, the biggest catfish that he could find. Big, gnarly catfish. Takes it home. Douses it in Old Spice. Sticks it into a cooler. And lets it hang out. Then he drives down to Pittsburgh. He gets ready for the game. He stays at a relative's house. He pulls the Old Spice drenched catfish out of his cooler. He fillets it just to take out enough of its backbone so that he can flatten it in his driveway and roll over it with his truck a few times to try to really get it nice and thin. He picks it up. Here's where it gets good. Puts it in his underpants. puts a pair of compression shorts over that and then some, you know, loose-fitting baggy shorts over that so he can sneak into the arena without being seen with this catfish in his pants. And he paid $350 for his ticket because it's Stanley Cup time, sneaks down to the ice and hurls this catfish over the ice, and he got arrested for it. But
wow.
Can you imagine it being so upset or so cranked up about a hockey game that you'd go through all that trouble of running a catfish over with your truck tires? So
and can bizarre. You imagine his poor wife who has to then think about who she married? Wait a
His
minute.
His poor wife,
really?
Though, knew he was going to do this, so she's in on it.
I guess, yeah.
I can't get past the Old Spice catfish being down your pants. That's...
right?
That's where I draw the line.
I didn't like catfish or Old Spice to begin with, and now to put them together in one story, in one scent,
making a gravy.
Yeah.
I think Old Spice will probably definitely use this for a new commercial. All right.
Well, they did drop the charges, though, on him, so they... I guess the Nashville mayor said just let it go, and they didn't. It wasn't enough of a criminal act, which sounds so stupid.
Well, but, they're probably like, this guy's punishment is just being as stupid as he is.
Yeah.
So, case closed. Number 9, Tiger Woods and the DUI. Now, is anybody buying the fact that Tiger Woods says it was medication? And
it was pills of some kind.
Yeah, and that because he blew a 0.0.
Yeah,
so no alcohol.
Definitely wasn't alcohol.
Yeah.
So now it's just a matter. And the guy's gone through, you know, what, some back pain?
He's had back surgery. We've all heard this story. A million times where somebody's in chronic pain. I mean, gosh, you heard it to the extreme with Prince. Someone's in chronic pain. They go to the doctor. The doctor starts handing them some prescriptions. Then when that feels pretty good, then the patient either starts mixing those drugs or they go to various doctors to get different treatments. And I think I heard he had up to like 4 different types of medication in his body when the police found him. But they just released a dash cam video. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but he was
out cold when
they came up on him. And they had to wake him up. And then you could see he was having trouble even just standing up. I mean, to actually just carry his weight. And he told police officers that he was driving from L.A. even though he was found in Jupiter, Florida. So he was way out of it.
Wow. Well, I guess there was some damage to his car, so that may have stopped him from, you know, driving further.
Well,
he hit something.
Hey, good for him for at some point pulling over. I don't know how far he went before he actually did that.
He may have just passed out at the wheel, and that's when the damage hit the car, maybe.
Yeah, but he got the car in park and off to the side of the road.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it was in park? Okay.
Well, he was stopped.
Yeah, but I thought there was something in front of it. I didn't. From the footage, it's. He looked so out of it and wobbly, and you would definitely think he was drunk right away until you realize that, you know, it's all the pills. But the thing is, this is, you know, I hate to say this, but if he doesn't get help right now and get off these pills, this is going to be the next tragic story that we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's, you know,
and that's
is such a
happens.
Problem.
Yeah.
This is such a problem, you know, right now with the opioid addiction in our country. And when you're like Tiger Woods, you can afford to keep getting the pills, whether you're paying somebody or you have a bunch of different doctors. But if you're a regular person and you can't afford that, that's when people turn to heroin. And the heroin problem in this country is out of control.
Well, Tiger Woods can afford anything he wants to, but still, I mean, so could Prince. And
Prince wasn't shooting heroin. Prince just had all the pills.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying, though. This is if you have money to do that, that's fine. You stay with the pills. Other people who don't have the money turn to heroin.
$10 heroin.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so interesting to see how people who do have these pill issues that are really serious issues, how they justify them. And they say, well, I don't take these hard drugs. Because they feel like somehow because they're pills or their prescriptions that somehow they're any easier on their body. But we're just seeing these stories going on and on and on and on. And I don't know if this is a doctor issue of overprescribing or if they, I mean, I know most hospitals and doctors now have pain management departments. So when they do put you on these drugs, you now have to go see a pain management doctor.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we were talking earlier off the air, Rich and I were just mentioning that the state of Ohio is suing all the drug companies because Ohio's been hit really hard with these types of prescription pill addictions and deaths.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going after the drug companies saying, you know, you're making these things things that are killing people, and the doctors are at fault too for over prescribing.
Yeah, because the doctors are getting the kickbacks from the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
All right, number seven, the White House communication director resigns. Jennifer, all the shakeup that we heard about in the White House, is this just the beginning of it?
Well, everybody keeps saying shake up. And how many stories have we heard? Steve Bannon's going to be fired. All of these things. Steve Bannon was sitting squarely next to the president when he talked about it pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord this week. And so I think a lot of this is rumor. However, I do think that they might be bringing in some people. It might not be about exactly, the story may not be who's leaving. The story instead is about who might be coming in. It's my belief, guys, that Mike Dubke and the communications team around Trump are not doing the best job keeping the story moving on. I mean, we saw this week when the president had that little moment when he fell asleep or whatever he was doing on Twitter when he tweeted out Covfefe.
Yeah.
And he had some fun with it. He sent out a tweet that said, if you can figure out Covfefe, enjoy, and made it into like a game. When Sean Spicer was asked about it, Spicer says, well, the president actually knew what he was saying, and a small group of individuals knew exactly what the president meant. There are some serious communication issues going on with the White House. And with the news media that's so contentious against your administration, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to shake up communications and come up with a long-term plan in addition to the short-term guy who handles the press. Give Sean Spicer a little bit of a break. Let him do a few press conferences every week. But bring Sarah Huckabee Sanders in. Bring some other folks who can help him get a long-term crisis public relations plan going, because that's where the White House is right now with this crazy news media coverage every single day with big stories breaking.
The head is spinning, and that's one of the great things I love about this, is that they never know how to handle this White House. I think Sean Spicer has a hard time keeping up with it, too, because it's just it's always spinning. All right, so coming up here on the countdown, we've got still the North Korean missile program, the Kabul bombings, Kathy Griffin and the beheading. The Trump-European relationships, the Paris climate deal, and the Trump-Kushner-Russia investigation. It's 18 past the hour on the countdown.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the Doug Steffen Extravaganza here with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Kuhn. And joining us from New York City, from the Talkers Convention, with all of the talk hosts running around there, just chatting with each other, is none other than Doug Steffen. Doug, what's going on, buddy?
Who are these people, and what are they doing to my radio program? That's what I want.
You're the one that leaves them in control. Don't blame anybody.
So we're classing up the joint is what we're doing.
Yes, you are. And this is the countdown. I won't give you the P's and Q's of what's going on, other than, as Richie just explained, I'm at the convention facility, which is on West 28th Street in New York City. And there are, as you can hear in the background, a lot of people buzzing around already for the annual convention that brings together hundreds of talk radio people, on-air folks, and behind-the-scenes folks. And my only regret is that Jennifer and Victoria and Richie are not here, because they would benefit from being here. But I'll soak it all in, and I will then present my backflow.
It's a great experience. It's a lot of fun to talk to everybody.
It is. Yeah.
And it's, you know what, it's really neat just to kind of connect with all the other people talking about all the things that get talked about on talk radio.
Right.
And kind of getting their background, what they really think, how they approach a story, and what they think about the news, and how they really disseminate the news. It's interesting.
Yep. And the conversation about the news. The news talk world is what we're all about in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So I heard you give a review of where we were to this point, and I don't need to be involved other than to throw in my two cents worth. Richie, you were doing a fine job of keeping people on target.
Well, just a bit.
You're always on me.
We've kind of checked out sports with the MLB, NBA, and NHL action, the Tiger Woods DUI, quote unquote. The Texas Sanctuary Cities, we kind of skipped over that and went right to number seven with the White House Communications Director. But I'd like to go back to the Texas Sanctuary Cities protest, Jennifer.
That was wild.
And explain that to me, because I didn't get all the details there.
Well, this happened during a Texas legislative session, and things took a very nasty turn. There were protesters that were unhappy with a bill that was passed through the legislature that would ban so-called sanctuary cities. And it entered the House gallery, forced lawmakers to halt their work. They had protesters involved. They had lawmakers on the floor. People were screaming. You couldn't move. I mean, it looked like, just lots of people just populating this space in the Texas legislature. And so then you had a Democrat and a Republican lawmaker who almost came to blows. The Democrat asking the Republican if he wanted to go step outside. Now, he later backed off and said, I wasn't threatening to go beat this guy up. I just wanted to make sure we maintained respect for the legislature. So I thought we could discuss our differences outside. But clearly, he was asking him to go out and take care of it the old Texas, I guess the old-fashioned way in Texas, right?
So what's the issue? Is it backwards from what we would think that is in Texas, which is moderately to pretty conservative? There would be, it would seem, not much support for having sanctuary cities, except that there are a lot of illegals in Texas and there are a lot of Hispanics in Texas who would probably like to see some sort of sanctuary situation. Am I reading it correctly?
Well, there were large groups of, especially in the more metropolitan cities. Austin is one of them that seems to be pretty liberal at the moment.
Progressive.
They didn't like,
yeah,
right,
that's
exactly.
The liberal oasis in Texas.
San Antonio kind of is, too.
San Antonio, these are all areas that are seeing a liberal, higher, I guess, more progressive population. And so they got a very well-organized protest together to go after this bill. It was SB 4, which would require police officers, or not require, but it would allow police officers on traffic stops or when you were pulling someone over for an infraction to check into the status of the person that they're pulling over. And people on the left were going a little bit nutty about this, thinking that this was a stretch for police officers to have to do it, even though the police unions were supportive of this. So it's obviously one of those issues that's very sensitive, but instead of talking about it, they decided to get violent.
All right, coming to you from the belly of the beast is Doug Steffen from the Talkers Convention in New York City. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden on the countdown at 28 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME 66 to 321-321.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at the Talkers Convention in New York City. My daughter always used to say it to the New York of New York City. Here with Harry Michelson, who has managed it.
You're a real linguist. You're just linguing away here. You're like a real linguini.
I had that for dinner last night.
I can smell it on your breath.
Thank you.
As we share this microphone. We're sharing a microphone, folks. Yeah. And we're standing here at the Talkers Convention.
Let me give you an official introduction.
Right, so
this normally is your hour of the countdown, so we're doing things a little differently time-wise and otherwise. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They are the hosts for the annual convention. There will be hundreds of people here in the building, and another thousand or two outside protesting, who's inside probably.
And people around the world watching on whatever they watch it.
Global television.
Global toasters, refrigerators, the Internet of Things.
There's a lot of gas here, I think. All right. So we decided it would be good if you did the honors as you usually do, go through these stories and the topics from Talkers Magazine's research, the hot hits in talk radio. Michael's going to go through them, and then the ladies and gentlemen who are part of the crew want to have their way with you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well,
sure.
I'll have my way in a moment. Here's the here's the way it runs down, according to Talkers.
So
number 10 on news talk stations,
like
just like the one
couples,
you're listening to. We have Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, and National Hockey League action. At number 9, Tiger Woods DUI. At number 8, the Texas Sanctuary Cities protest. At number 7, the White House Communications Director resigns. At number 6, North Korea missile program. At number 5, the deadly Kabul bombing. At number 4, the strange Kathy Griffin beheading flap. At number 3, the Trump-European relationships. At number 2, the Paris climate deal. And we all know what happened there. Trump pulled us out, at least for the time being. And at number 1, we have the Trump-Kushner-Russia investigation. The most talked about people on our survey this week on talk radio. Number 10, LeBron James. Number 9, Tiger Woods. Number 8, Mike Dubke and Sean Spicer tied at 8. Kathy Griffin is at 7. 6 is Paul Ryan. Number 5 is Angela Merkel. Number 4, Hillary. Number 3, James Comey. Number 2, Jared Kushner, and I'll let you guess who number 1 is. His middle initial is J.
Doug J. Steffen.
Donald J. Trump is number 1. What else is new?
All right, so do you have time to have a little kibitz?
Just a couple of seconds.
All right, okay. So of this list, which is the most important, do you think? Which has gotten the most traction, even though number one, the investigation, that would indicate how many people are actually talking about it. But what are you like? What's your gut tell you about all of this?
My gut tells me in the long term, the most important, obviously the most traction is the Russia investigation because it's number one. It's most talked about. But I think the Paris climate deal, I think global climate change, I think issues of that nature are long term the most important.
So you and I, as we do the countdown every week, spar a little bit about Trump back and forth. And in this circumstance, you and I would both agree the pulling out of the climate thing on the surface seems to be a stupid move, the way I read it.
On the surface, I think Trump's got a lot up his sleeve. I think Trump is for the climate deal. I think he's just trying to get a better deal. I think this is the way he negotiates. He negotiates like a business guy doing deals as opposed to a diplomatic president of the United States. But
we have no deal, but there's a deal.
That's what he says. He says we're out, but, you know, maybe we could renegotiate the deal. I represent the people of Pittsburgh, not Paris. And then the Pittsburgh mayor says, don't talk for us.
About Peoria.
But I just think that I think Trump operates, on many levels. And in this case, I can't believe that he would really be a climate change denier in the face of so much scientific evidence.
Well, plus the fact that China says, we're staying in. So how do you not stay in that environment? How do you not somehow or other stay? He was supposed to be the king, and you're right, he's probably negotiating.
I think he's negotiating because I don't think that Trump would want the United States not to be the international leader of things. I think because it's his nature. You know, this America First thing is not Trumpian. It's let's make the earth a better place. He could be the president of the world. He could, there's more than meets the eye. So I don't have any, my issue is that it's important that we talk about climate change. And the thing that's good about this is, because the Paris Accord is politics, and it's going to take years for us to pull out of it. Nothing's going to happen as a result of this other than a lot of talk. So the good thing about this is that it's raising consciousness about an issue that goes well beyond whether Tiger Woods was arrested for drunk driving or who wins the Cavaliers versus the Warriors basketball or the fact that some very, very unknown White House communications director resigned that no one will remember. Kathy Griffin's story is a non-story. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, and the Russia investigation is going to be with us for a long time. Climate change is a big deal.
And the words of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and the host for the Talk Radio Review, I guess we would call this.
This Minute on this.
He's the host of The Minute on the show. Coming in a moment, another big-voiced radio guy on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college. For their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that.
just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college. For their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
42 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio as decided by the folks that are on the staff at Talkers Magazine. They listen to a lot of talk radio programs and a lot of talk radio hosts around the country, and there's a rumor they even listen to this guy's show to find out what he's talking about. You and I are going to have an interesting time later today because we will be engaged in activity, you and I together. Jim Bohannon, who hosts a nightly program on the Westwood, they still call it, what do they call it now?
It's Westwood One, slash Dial Global, slash Infinity, slash Mutual, slash Pony Express. So.
Jimbo and I have been friends for a long time, and that's one of the reasons that we will interact later. I'm not presenting an award, but I'm presenting you.
Exactly, yes, on a spit, I believe. You have to turn slowly so I'm evenly done on all sides.
So what, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, also along on this hour of the countdown. Victoria loves to remember you and I last year driving around to the convention, and she was following us in her car, and she loves to tell people that we were lost. I didn't think we were lost.
No, we were not lost. No, you must understand that we were simply, shall we say, geographically challenged.
We were going to
I remember that when we had to drive from.
Well, I'm sorry. He's right. Doug's correct. We had other places to go. Plus, Doug was regaling me with great stories.
Yes. Well, it was a series of left turns. So either you guys were practicing for the NASCAR circuit or you were lost. So
we were practicing for the Clinton administration, but it didn't work out that way. So,
but the funniest thing about that whole
left turns down pat
is we were all basically just going across the street. That's all we had to do. But you couldn't go straight across, so you had to kind of go around the block, and everybody got lost.
Where were you? I don't remember where you were. Where were you?
I made it there in 3 minutes, waiting for you guys.
So you weren't with us. You weren't with us.
No.
All right. So, Jimbo, of all of these items that are on the countdown list this week, which is when you get down to brass tacks, your nightly program, you do deal with issues, but you also have a lot of guests and people who are pertinent to what everybody's talking about. So what's on this list that... piqued your interest this week and your listeners?
Honestly, we're just going to look at some of the stories here. Trump-Kushner-Russia investigation. When something happens that actually indicates some linkage, call me. Wake me up. The Paris climate deal, yeah, a lot of coverage of that. Trump-European relations, yeah. Kathy Griffin's beheading flap, we mentioned it. We moved on.
You ever had her on your program?
I've tried to, but it hasn't worked out. And
she wouldn't come because she had nothing to say when she got there.
I'm not. No. We just never got her on. We made the effort. I'm not sure that I was being boycotted or girl-cotted or person-cotted, just that she didn't never agreed to. Yeah, the Kabul bombing. Yeah, North Korean missile program did a lot on that. White House Communications Director, not so much. Texas Sanctuary City is a good deal. Tiger Woods, DUI. We held the mugshot up to the microphone, and then we moved on.
Wonderfully, too. Yeah, that was quite a mugshot. Yeah. So the Sanctuary Cities thing, what was the angle? You probably have a dozen stations in Texas that are carrying your program. So what did you get for feedback, and what did you think?
Well, pretty much I and the feedback went along the lines of the fact that if you really plan to flout federal law, why should you be getting a single penny of federal highway money, education money, any other kind of money? And I firmly believe that.
So you believe that the Sanctuary City thing is nonsense, or do you believe that Trump is on the right page when it comes to not having sanctuary cities?
Oh, you can't have sanctuary cities. I mean, what, do we each get to, does my community, where I happen to live, do we get to pick a federal law we don't like? I think I'll pick the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, okay? Every town gets to pick what they don't like to obey. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and it has to be down hard by Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General.
I don't like any federal law, so where does that leave me?
I think somewhere between anarchist and libertarian, I believe, Doug, but is that where you've always been?
Pretty much where I've been. Thank you. He knows me well. All right, so the Kushner, the Russia, you say there's nothing there. You're right about that. So what do you think? You heard Michael Harrison say that Trump was negotiating, and that's why he pulled out. What do you think?
Well, I understand what he's trying to do, and the best of all possible worlds, it would be great. But nobody's going to change that deal, even for a country as big as us. There will be no negotiating. It's not like we can work out alternate membership or apprentice membership or associate membership. No, we're either in or we're out. We're out. And let's not forget, when we pulled out of the Kyoto deal, we wound up dropping our emissions levels more than the countries that stayed in it. So this doesn't mean anything about pollution. What this has to do with is whether or not we subsidize the third world on their way to maybe complying.
Where are you with Trump? I know your politics. We've known each other for 30 or more years, so I got it down. I got your act down. You got my act down. But where are you on Trump?
Well, he spent the last year or so shopping for a point of view. I'm glad that he finally more or less adopted mine.
Did you consult with him?
No, I would have, but that never worked out. He's been less, he's been more consistent, I guess, as president. Although somebody's got to put that Twitter account in a blind trust. I mean, that's got to go. But he's his own worst enemy. But he's done better. I think he's learning on the job. And so I did not certainly support him in the primary. I supported him as the court of last resort to keep Hillary Clinton out of the Oval Office. Frankly, in 2020, if anybody runs against him, I would almost be guaranteed that I will support that person in the primary. Then he'll win the primary, and I'll have to support him again for the general. That's where I stand on Donald Trump. He's better than Hillary.
Yeah, well, there may be anybody in everybody's mind. So as far as the Hillary Clinton is, we look at the people list, yeah. And Trump and Kushner and Comey and Clinton and Merkel and Ryan and Griffin and the usual cast of characters.
Number 10.
What? LeBron James.
Yeah.
So you are a big sports fan. I don't know how you're basketball. You're a big guy. So you play basketball as a kid?
I didn't play it like in a scholastic level, but I love to play basketball. Regarding LeBron James, okay, I'm very sorry that somebody vandalized his home. And I know that we're all going to have to hold a telethon because LeBron probably can't afford to fix the house up again. But I would note that to turn what one idiot did in one instance into another national condemnation, oh, we're all racist, please give me a break, okay?
All right, so I'm going to introduce you this afternoon at the event here. And I was thinking about things that the first picture I saw of you was when you were in high school. You're kind of geeky. Then, and so how do you think you've transformed yourself in the past however many. You're older than I am now that I think about it.
I am older than you are, and older than dirt. I don't know. You know, I went from terribly geeky into a period there. There was a time in my 40s when I guess I was not terrible, and now I've sunk into old age decrepitude, and I pulled out my wallet here. I'm going to start peeling out 20s, and when I reach the point where you give me a nice introduction, you just say when, okay?
Well, you can keep that for this afternoon. All right, Jim Bohannon, who hosts the evening program on Westward One and on hundreds of stations around the country here with us on the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show time, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the DJV experience, today being called the RJV experience.
That's right.
Because Doug Steffen is out right now and will be joining us later. But Victoria's here with her tech updates for you. So what's the biggest tech news going on this week?
Well, this time every week we do the top five tech stories of the week. And there were some big headlines this week. It started out, of course, June is Pride Month. It's LGBTQ Pride Month. And Instagram has been really trying to make an effort to be more inclusive for everyone as a social media platform. They also have been taking a lot of strides to protect people from online bullying. They have all sorts of different support aspects now where you can report abusive behavior. They have support groups for that are anonymous that you can join. I mean, Instagram's really stepping up where a lot of other social media platforms haven't done as much. And so they announced for the month of June, they have brand new Pride stickers, rainbow tinted sunglasses, a rainbow bullhorn, things like that, lots of different rainbow stuff. And it's all the stickers have been designed by LGBTQ artists. And Instagram's Pride celebration also continues over the, it'll be the whole month, and Instagram artists are debuting rainbow murals in London, Nashville, Madrid, and Cleveland. And in LA, I don't know if you've seen this, Rich, on on Instagram. You know that big pink selfie wall in L.A.?
No.
Have you seen anybody? Jennifer probably has seen that. It's the Paul Smith store, but it's this giant, the whole side of the store is just painted this really bright pink, and for whatever reason, it started to become a selfie wall, so whenever people visit L.A., wherever this store is, somewhere near in downtown Los Angeles, then they all take a selfie there. So for the month of June, they've repainted that wall as a giant rainbow, and people are already tweeting pictures of other people Instagramming and taking selfies in front of the rainbow wall. So Instagram said, in honor of Pride, we're kicking off a global initiative to turn walls in cities around the world into colorful beacons of support. And so they want you to use the hashtag Pride2017 and hashtag KindComments, which is something that Instagram has been really good about, making sure that everyone, you know, feels like it's a safe environment.
It's always good to be nice.
Yep, that's true. All right, number four. Hey,
four.
Where's my big voice announcer?
Oh, you need to be number four. All right, I'm
good for you. The Department of Labor has been looking into whether Google discriminated against paying women less than the men. And so in what seems to be like the biggest joke story of the week, Google now says they can't afford to send the data to the government because it's going to cost them $100,000. They say it's going to be 500 hours of labor with the lawyers, and it'll cost them $100,000. Now, hello, Google's parent company announced earlier this week they made over $5 billion after taxes in just the first 3 months of this year alone. I think they can afford to send the data. Now, this makes me think that there's obviously something shady here, and when the Department of Labor went after them saying, hey, wait a minute, we don't think that you're paying women the same as men, and you're a government contractor, so you have to follow all the labor standards. There might be something more to
it. It's
this.
A slippery slope. Google doesn't want to give any information to the government because once they give them one thing, then they know they're going to come back knocking on the door for more.
That's true. That's true. So we'll see where that ends up. Right now, they're just claiming poverty.
There you go.
Twitter's Tweemoji 2.3 marks the first use of the brand new emojis, which is the emoji package of 5.0. That was officially approved by Unicode this past March. Now, that's the group that gets together. It's like the G7 of emojis. And they get together and they decide which emojis are going to be approved each year. Now, you can't use any of these emojis yet on any of the, you know, cell phone platforms or anything else except Twitter on the desktop version, not the app. But the desktop version of Twitter.com, you actually have all these brand new emojis are there, and they're free to use. So if you want to check out the wizards, vampires, a woman wearing a hijab, a breastfeeding woman, and all the new food items, and including an emoji with an exploding head, which a lot of the news this week makes a lot of our heads explode.
Well, imagine explaining to your parents that that's what you're going to do after they spend $100,000 to send you to college, is that you're going to be on the panel that decides what new emojis come out this year.
That would be difficult to explain for some parents, yes.
Right.
I think it would be hard to hear.
Yeah, Mom, I'm going to be making $300,000, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Number two.
I forgot.
So forget about your boarding pass. A selfie might be all you need to board a plane in the future. JetBlue is actually testing out the facial recognition software. So all you have to do now, for the trial, you do need your boarding pass, but then you take a selfie and you run it through the system and you get on the plane. So the U.S., speaking of planes, is not expanding its laptop ban it announced this week. So for now, you're all good. You can still take your laptops on the plane.
Oh, thank goodness. So 58 passed on DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.